the rest of the story. St. Ignatius was a Jesuit secondary school in London, England, a respected academic institution. Al was age 10 when his parents sent him to St. Ignatius. Now, boarding schools of that era were notoriously strict. However, St. Ignatius had a ferocious reputation. The Jesuits were enthusiastic promoters of corporal punishment, their theory being that a little hell on earth might encourage young boys to avoid the real thing. And so the slightest offense was vigorously, ceremoniously punished. At St. Ignatius, the most frequently employed disciplinary device was a cane made of very hard rubber. The degree of misbehavior would determine the number of blows to the back of the hand. It is said that the punishing priests struck with such force that the recipient's hand would be numb after 3 strokes, and therefore 6 strokes, 3 for each hand, was usually the extent of a day's punishment. And should an offense merit more, say 12 strokes, then the offender would be required to return the following day to receive the complement of his sentence. The physical pain was augmented by mental anguish. Whenever a child's punishment was ordered, he was permitted to choose when the sentence was to be carried out, either during first morning break, or at lunchtime, or mid-afternoon, or at the end of the day. Invariably, the youngster would postpone the ordeal until the latest possible moment. He spent his agonizing hours in anticipatory torment. When the hour of punishment finally arrived, the errant boy would report to one of the priests, and solemnly the child's name would be inscribed in the register along with the number of strokes to be inflicted. Those who had experienced the ritual later said it was like going to the gallows. So little Al was a student at St. Ignatius, but he was very quiet. He was unobtrusive, not really a likely candidate for the cane. In all things, including mischief, he preferred to watch rather than to participate, but well, this is the rest of the story. One day, for some minor misbehavior, Al was informed that he was to be caned. Al was horrified. He'd heard all of the stories from the other boys about this painful punishment, but he had never imagined that he would do anything to deserve it. But here he was, facing it, and the prospect filled him with dread. All that day he agonized over what lay before him. The sun sank in the sky. At last it was time. He reported to the priest, who then inscribed Al's name in a book. The priest turned to Al. The trembling boy held out his hand. The priest lifted the hard rubber cane. Then the priest stopped. For an interminable moment, he gazed sadly at Al and finally said, "This isn't nice, is it?" To which Al meekly replied, "No, Father." And the priest extended the cane, allowing it to fall ever so gently, one time on the back of the little boy's hand. Had what you've just heard happened to anyone but Al, perhaps it would not be worth remembering. Al himself considered the experience a most valuable one. He says it educated him in aspects of fear, which he might otherwise never have experienced or understood. It taught him the awesome power of suspense and, he says, the significance of a surprise ending. And Al grew up to become the unmitigated master of both suspense and the surprise ending. You've admired the work of Alfred Hitchcock. Well, now you know the rest of the story.